Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back with you here on this Tuesday morning. Tuesday, October the 10th, 2023. 18 minutes past the hour, 44 degrees, and mostly sunny skies here in the area. Boy, we had a interesting story there before we went to break. The Missouri teacher who was fired for... I guess pornography is really what we should call it. Now she refers to it as a, what did she call it again? Sex work. She called it sex work. Apparently she worked for a school district. She was making $42,000 a year. Last summer she started something that was called an OnlyFans account. The school found out about it and did not like it. She was making $8,000 to $10,000 a month on this OnlyFans account. And, so now she's in hot water, but apparently because of the national news coverage of this, she's gained 100 new subscribers, and she's doubled her price. And her line, I love her line, because she goes through this article talking about how much she's going to miss the kids, and she hopes she doesn't lose her job, and she regrets, and so on and so forth. And her end quote is, I do not... Well, she didn't regret only... She regretted how it turned out. But this is her end quote. I do not regret joining OnlyFans. I know it can be taboo, or some people may believe that it is shameful. But I don't think sex work has to be shameful, Coppedge said. I do just wish things had happened in a different way. Well, you know, I'll tell you, when your teacher has that kind of outlook on life, what more do you want? Now, I'll tell you something that's fascinating, because during the break there, I looked up this woman. I didn't look up her account. I didn't do anything like that. But I looked up a picture of her. Now, she is like the typical, she's 28 years old. She's like the typical looking teacher. You know, she's got long brown hair. She's got glasses. Now here, you know, what is it? The wallflower becomes the one... doing videos of a pornographic nature on the internet, making $8,000 to $10,000 a year. But apparently her husband's got no problem with it. So, hey, that's showbiz. There'll be no problems in that marriage down the road. No problems there at all. Does anybody have a thought on this? Should a teacher be fired? You know, this brings up an age-old question. Are teachers always on the clock? Because we did have a call before the break there, and it's interesting that the caller before the break said, well, is it in her contract that she can't do things like this? Well, are you always on the clock? Because most people, once they clock out, nobody's going to say anything to them in regard to what they do. I mean, if you're an accountant or you're work at a factory or you work in a restaurant, if you do something like that on the clock, there might be trouble. But once you clock out at 5 o'clock, that's your time. So I guess our teacher's always on the clock. Should she be fired for this? 740-751-4038. It's really an interesting conversation to have about morality, because I think... The reason things like this did not happen in the past, now maybe it's because we didn't have internet, I guess you could say that, but I think another aspect of this is a teacher would just say, well, you know, that's not something I should be doing as a teacher. They would make that decision for themselves off the clock. But now, maybe nobody cares. Maybe... What a 28-year-old thinks in 2023 is different from what a 28-year-old thought in the year 2000. I don't know. Should she be fired? for doing this. I mean, we have to understand, it's not like these pictures were openly out there, or these videos, or whatever she's doing. You had to pay, you had to get a subscription. I assume you had to prove that you were of a certain age. So should a teacher be fired for trying to make a little money on the side? You know, I bet if she went to McDonald's to try to make her extra money, nobody would have complained. What do you think? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Give me a buzz if you have any thoughts on that. Interesting little story. All right. Don't forget Dinner with the Presidents coming up Saturday, November the 4th, 4:30 to 7:30 p.m. The event for this big event, the event location will be All Occasions Catering and Banquet Facilities, 6989 Marion Waldo, or Waldo Delaware Road, Waldo, Ohio. $40 for VIP seating, $35 for general seating. Let's take the phone call, then we'll come back to this momentarily. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, I don't think she should be fired for that.
Really? Now, I think a lot of people would feel very different, and I think the school district feels very different here.
Well, that's... whoever's seen it has to have a subscription. I think if there's somebody in the school district that is subscribed to it, that they're just as, you know, culpable to being let go as she is. I mean, you know, they're using that service. I mean, they're kind of a pervert themselves, ain't they?
Well, I don't know how the pictures came to the school district. They just say they were tipped off. So I really don't know.
Prostituting out of a bar, or walking the streets, or dancing at a local strip club, you know, and they found out about it. And that's a little bit different. But that internet thing, I mean, you know, they subscribe to it. You know, you can't fault a girl sometimes if she dances at a strip club or something like that, where she's not actually prostituting and, you know, putting extra money into the household. I mean...
Yeah, but does it hurt the teacher's credibility? I mean, if the teacher... If that gets back to the students, which clearly this has, can she be an effective English teacher at St. Clair High School in St. Clair, Missouri, once the kids know.
If one of the students found it and was doing it, you know, that's not good for, you know, for the students. But if the students only know about it because some big wig that teaches at the school decided he wanted to be a big pervert and go watch your site, and that's how the students know about it because, you know, how this came ahead. That's the pervert that's brought it to the...
Well, but do you really think, though, let's say they did not go to the superintendent. All we know is this. It says Superintendent Kyle Cruz said in a statement that the district was recently notified that an employee may have posted inappropriate media on one or more internet sites. Now, we don't know if that was a parent. We don't know if that was a student. We don't know if that was a colleague, another teacher. We don't know who did that. But the point is isn't it just a matter of time? Let's say they didn't go to the superintendent. It would have gotten around that this teacher was doing that. I don't think there's any doubt about that.
Well, probably. As much trouble as they have getting teachers these days and... You know, the problem that they have, teachers with, you know, having sex with their students. I mean, this is just a drop in the hat compared to all those problems.
Well, I think that's why they're giving her an investigation. They didn't fire her right out when they knew about it. She didn't deny it. And so they are investigating it. They put her on leave. They didn't fire her, it looks like. So I don't know, but I just, you know... I guess, is a teacher ever off the clock? I mean, this comes to a lot of things. If you see a teacher drinking at a bar, if you see a teacher with a picture of, skimpily dressed, if you see a teacher is there a morals clause when it comes to somebody?
Who decides what's moral for everybody and what's not? I mean, the government's trying to decide what's moral for everybody. Somebody raped you, and got you pregnant. Is the government supposed to be the moral police, or?
Well, but politicians live by this rule as well. I mean, if we caught a politician doing this, it would be a big story. I think police officers live by this. If we caught a police officer doing this, I believe it would. Can you imagine if the mayor of a city was caught doing this? I mean, it would be the front page of the newspaper.
Yeah, but I don't think he should be fired. I think next time when he runs, if voters vote him out, that's their prerogative.
Yeah, but don't you think where people are charging, to see themselves, I guess, I don't know what she's doing in these videos. She calls it sex work, so whatever.
Well, but, clearly she's not having sex with the people that's online. I mean, we haven't advanced that far where you can have sex online, yet, but you can view it. She's not actually, prostituting in any way. I mean, she's putting that stuff out there. I don't know how much she's naked, but there's all kinds of sites like that you can subscribe to. Not that I do. I don't even have the internet. Well, I do for the TV, but I don't have a computer.
But should it be different for a teacher? Because I think it might be kind of hard for a teacher to get up in front of the classroom and teach to a group of boys or girls who have seen them do this. Is a teacher a role model? This is the question here.
Well, it wouldn't be a big deal if somebody hasn't made it a big deal. And, I don't really see that much wrong with it myself. I mean, when these girls can dance at a club, and they, make money through that, they're not actually prostituting. But the amount of money they can make, if you're a nice-looking woman, the amount of money you can make when you're younger doing that, sure beats, working, a lot of them have jobs besides that,
Yeah, but is there any, at this point, self-respect that people have? Because I don't think this would have happened 20 years ago. I think it was a different group of people.
Well, I don't know if you can say any particular profession, is not, comparable to it as the other. I mean, if you worked at a landscaping place or something like that and people found out that you worked there and you was doing this, there's people who wanted to come working, on their property too. I mean, everybody that employs can say that.
Yeah, but, she said when she started it this past summer that she, was basically leery, that a cloud was hanging over her head. So, I mean, it's not like she didn't know. And if she was really okay with this and she really thought it would be okay, why didn't she go to the school district and just tell them up front that she was doing it?
Well, she knew if she told them up front, but that would be it. She was rolling the dice hoping,
well, isn't that,
nobody would find out about it. I mean, if you had a job making $42,000 a year, a job making $100,000 a year, and you needed to quit one, which one do you think you're going to quit?
Well, right, but that's my point. If she knew that they would fire her or say don't do that before she did it, then shouldn't she have kind of guessed that they were going to be upset when they found out that she was doing it?
Oh, yeah, she knew they were going to be upset because she said she knew what they, that when she did it, that, like this could happen, but, you know, $60,000 difference is not like,
Yeah, but why didn't she just quit the teaching job then? I mean,
She probably should have just quit the teaching job, done that while she's young. You said she was 28 years old. She probably could have done that maybe for another 10 years. And then after that, you know, 40-year-old strippers don't, you know, really dance, you know, a lot, I don't think. That would have been time to get back into teaching.
Well, see, it's and then it becomes ageism. Well, I don't know, once you do something like this, if you could get back into teaching. I really don't know. This woman never will, because now it's become a national story and it's out there.
Yeah, but nobody knew about it. And you know, she did that. And then after she decided, you know, that her age and looks and stuff was not supporting that kind of job, and she went to apply for some teaching position, you know, if nobody found out about it, nobody would know. I mean, it wouldn't be a big deal. If somebody's seen her online, you know, they're not going to get a hold of the city and say, put up billboards, somebody that lives in your city is doing this. You know,
I don't know. You know, I think you have to be very cognizant of what you do, because your past can come back to haunt you. Especially with things like this.
Yeah, I agree with you. I mean, but, you know, a lot of the time, the people that rant and rave about it, you know, have skeletons in their closet, you know, or you just throw the first stone, you know.
So you think she should not be fired, or she should be fired?
I don't think she should be fired.
Now, should she have to stop doing this OnlyFans thing if she would stay on as a teacher?
No, I don't think so.
Well, now, I don't know that she could maintain both. I think that would be very, very hard.
Well, now, the cat's out of the bag, you know, it'd be hard. But if students, you know, didn't have access to it and wasn't viewing it, you know, whoever... However they found out about a bit with somebody other than the student, you know, are they just as culpable if they are watching it? Is she doing it?
I don't think so, because I think that you're not putting anything out there. I mean, if you watch a movie that has explicit material in it, I don't think that makes you complicit as taking your clothes off in the movie.
Yeah, but you have to subscribe to that. You know, if I was watching a movie and there's, you know, people naked and stuff on it, and I continue watching that movie, you know, that's not saying that I'm bad, or, you know, I should have turned it off and broke the tape or whatever, you know. But if I'm subscribing to the service, you know, then I'm a little bit more of a degenerate, you know what I'm saying?
Well, I don't know. You know, apparently these people want subscribers, and I think it's interesting that she's doubled her rates now that her subscriptions have gone up. So maybe it all just is about the money in the end. Maybe that's what it all comes back down to, and, you know, I don't know. I really fear for a society that bases everything in money, that's where the love... What is it? The love of money is the root of all evil.
Well, that's true.
Well, by the way, did you hear the little story earlier? We got to the bottom of the whole gift thing, and apparently it was some kind of succulent. I'm not even really sure what that is yet. Mary pointed it out. I guess it's a cactus with no needles. And it was supposed to have some kind of popsicle sticks in it saying something. But I think that was just a cover, because there was no gift.
Yeah, I've never heard of anything like that myself.
No.
An apple or something like that succulent when you bite into it, eat it or something, but...
No, apparently it's a cactus with no needles, and...
You said succulents are plants, so...
Yeah, you put it in the windowsill, and apparently this one had some kind of phrasing on it, and it was stuck in there with popsicle sticks, and it sounds like a clever idea, But I think she just said that yesterday because I brought it up to her, and she knew that, you know, there had been no gift back in May.
Okay, well, I gotta get off here, Scott.
Okay, thanks.
Bye.
All right, phone lines are open, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Well, a whole lot of questions here this morning. Now, that was an interesting take on this teacher in St. Clair, Missouri. Miss Coppedge, should she have been fired? What do you think? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Now, well, we also talked a little bit earlier. Yesterday was Columbus Day. Should we still have a Columbus Day? Should we still teach it the way it has always been taught? Or should we adjust that in some way at this point? That is a question as well. And as I said earlier, and again, it's not about a gift, but did find out yesterday that the gift that allegedly was going to show up in May was a succulent. But I don't think it was. It's okay that there was no gift, but that's the end result of that story. I think it was just a little bit of a cover yesterday because I asked about it. But no problem there. No issues. So what do you think about Christopher Columbus? What do you think about this very odd story? And we'll go from there. 740-751-4038. And again, if you want tickets to Dinner with the Presidents, get them by October the 18th. Go to Heritage Hall or call them, 740-387-4255, or go to marianhistory.com. James Buchanan, Andrew Johnson, Chester Arthur, Theodore Roosevelt will be speaking. Non-speaking presidents, George Washington, James Madison, Martin Van Buren, U.S. Grant, Benjamin Harrison, Nellie Taft, First Lady Nellie Taft, Warren G. Harding, Harry S. Truman, Mamie Eisenhower, First Lady, Mary Ellen Withrow, Speaker. You know, that's the way it goes. Well, Abby's out there listening this morning. God bless her heart. I'm glad she's out there listening. Now, she called me ridiculous. We had such a good day yesterday coming back to school, and now she called me ridiculous. She says she'll bring today. Why would I have to cover? Now, I'm not saying that you don't have to bring anything today. That's no big deal at all. I'm just saying what I think happened was that there was supposed to be a gift back in May. And it didn't happen. And I understand people get busy. May's a very busy month. You know, graduations, end of school, a lot of stuff going on. Sports starting up, the start of summer, Memorial Day. You know, a lot of stuff going on in May. And I just think it was a little bit of a cover when I asked about it yesterday. Oh, I got this succulent. Because that would be the last thing I would think anybody would ever get anybody, a succulent. I'm still not even really sure. And I still don't understand what the popsicle sticks in the saying had to do with anything. And I don't know why this makes me weird asking about this. It's just an interesting story, I think. That's all. That's all these things are this morning. Interesting stories. What is gift-giving etiquette, by the way? When you say you're going to give a gift, do you give a gift? I don't think you should ever ask for a gift. Or if you give a gift, do you expect one back? I don't think that's a good idea. We talked about that on the television show a few weeks ago. 740-751-4038. What do you think? 740-751-4038. All right, we've got other events coming up here. Kids Night Out at the Kroger on Marion Mount Gilead Road, October 30th from 4 to 6 p.m. Join them for some free activities and treats. We'll have stations set up around the store for the kids to enjoy. Treats are subject to change depending on the number of kids they have. Kids Night Out at Kroger, Marion Mount Gilead Road, October 30th, the night before Halloween, 4 to 6 p.m. I believe that is a Monday. And again, Dinner with the President, Saturday, November the 4th, 4:30 to 7:30 at all occasions in Waldo. And thanks to Amy again for sending this the other night, the big event going on out in River Valley, which I might be at on Wednesday. Not sure yet. But the event is, okay, let me pull it up here real quick again. It's Candidate Night out at River Valley. River Valley Teachers Association presents Meet the Candidate Night October 11th, 7:30 p.m. following the orchestra performance in the high school auditorium. How many people are going to go to this? And apparently there's a little ruffle going on with these four candidates for River Valley School Board, and only two positions open on the River Valley School Board. And it's my understanding they're quite an eclectic group. So this could be a very interesting event, and I might try to make it out to this thing. I guess I'll know tomorrow, because tomorrow is the day for the whole thing. But it's interesting. Let's put it that way. 740-751-4038. Has anybody heard anything about things going on out in River Valley? We've got the school board coming up. Apparently, there's some conjecture there. We've got, what else do we got coming up at River Valley? Oh, some levies coming up here in November. Apparently, desperately needed levies out in the River Valley area for things like music programs. It's tough. It's tough now to pass levies. It's a very difficult circumstance. Now, today is the last day to register to vote. So if you want to vote, get out today. Today's the day to do it. Do you think the levies are going to pass? Do you think this whole school board, I don't want to call it an argument, disagreement, maybe misunderstanding, I don't know. Do you think that it's causing any problem with these levies? Do you think Christopher Columbus should still be given a day every year? What do you think about this teacher, Miss Coppage, in Missouri, opening up her OnlyFans account? We had a call earlier on who said, go ahead, do what you want to do, even if you're a teacher. Should a teacher be allowed to engage in these activities? I guess that's the question. Should you be able to have she calls it something else, but it certainly is a pornographic website. Let's put it that way. But you do have to have a subscription. So there you go. What is funny to me, though, is I looked up her picture during the break, and she just looks, they all look meek and mild, long, straight, brown hair, glasses, I guess that's the teacher look. And then you go on and do God knows what. 740-751-4038. Give me a buzz. Do you have any thoughts on this? 740-751-4038. These are the questions. Should Christopher Columbus Day continue on? Some states now are observing Indigenous People Day on that day. Should this teacher be allowed to continue on teaching? And Friday the 13th, Friday, Friskodecaphobia Day. So that's where we are. Okay. Oh, we did have a family feud we didn't finish up yesterday, and we've only got about 14 minutes left here. Yeah. Our category yesterday, fill in the blank. Hold the blank. Now, yesterday we did have three of the answers. Hold the phone was number one. Hold the mayo was number three. And hold the line was number five. We still have two answers left, number two and number four. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Fill in the blank. Hold the blank. 26 people said phone. That was number one. Okay, here comes a guess. Let's see if it's a guess. Your correct answer. Go ahead, caller.
Hold the call.
Hold the call. No, hold the call on the list. Hey, what do you think about this teacher? Should she have been fired?
I didn't hear that much about it, Scott.
Well, basically, she just did some inappropriate things.
Well, it depends.
I guess she put some pictures. I don't know if it's pictures or video of her doing some inappropriate stuff on the internet. People had to pay for it. The school district found out about it, and now it's all up in the air.
Well, I guess it was in the 70s. A teacher, she was very petite, like Marlo Thomas. In fact, she just put me in mind of Marlo Thomas. She was a dancer down in Columbus. I don't know if it was topless or pole dancing or what kind. And I can't remember when they found out if they got rid of her, but I don't think she was there the next year. I don't know if she quit that, but you know, people wouldn't put up with that. Back then, they had topless dancers. I don't know what kind she did, but it just depends because I've been doing other stuff, and I haven't listened to that, so I don't know, but and it was in Columbus, so somebody somehow found out and stuff, but...
That was the end of her. Do you know what a succulent is?
A what?
A succulent.
Uh-uh.
Well, apparently, this is... Remember I was telling the story about the gift that I was supposed to get back in May? Well, I learned yesterday that it was a succulent, which I guess is a plant. It's kind of a cactus with no... What little prickly thing? No things on it. And apparently there was some kind, something that had to do with popsicle sticks and some kind of a saying on it, which, I mean, that sounds like a nice little gift, but I think it might have been a cover. I'm being told it's not a cactus now. Boys, I'm getting a little nasty feedback here. Okay, well, what is it if it's not a cactus? But have you ever heard of these succulents?
No,
I called it a cactus, and I got a little message here online that it's not a cactus.
No, I don't know that much about flowers, but no, I've never heard of that.
But here's the thing, and again, I'm not asking for a gift. I like this person a lot, a good friend, long time. You know, it's not about the gift. I just think when I brought it up yesterday that this person said, oh, well, I got you this, and you know, I just put it in my house for 4 months. That's all. It's not any, I'm not saying she's a bad person for this at all. I'm just saying, you know, it's a little bit of a cover.
Well, I prospect the other day, and go to her mom.
Well, yeah, maybe I should just get her a mum, and then we'll just call it even, and she gets me a succulent, and I'll get her a mum. No,
I thought you were talking about that radio. I thought you were talking about the radio.
Oh, no. This is about back in May. I'll tin type this story very quick. Maybe you didn't hear the story. Back in May, somebody I was working with said, it was the end of the school year, came up and said, hey, I got a gift for you. It's personalized. You're really going to like this. And I thought, oh, that's kind of cool. Very nice. So then that was in May. And then June, July, August, September all pass. And I never hear anything more about it. And the gift never showed up. So yesterday was the first day of school. And I talked to her. And I said, you know, I'm going to ask you this. I don't want to start a fight or anything. But what happened to the gift? Now, she knew. As a matter of fact, I didn't even have to say what happened to the gift. She knew what I was going to ask her. And she said, oh, I got you this succulent with popsicle sticks, and it had some kind of saying in it. It all sounded very nice. But she said she kept it at her house because she has succulents. And to me, it just sounded like a little bit of a cover story. That's all. And there's nothing wrong with cover stories.
So she wants to keep it.
Yeah, which I'm not no big deal. I'm just saying I don't think that there ever was a gift back in May. I think that was just I think she probably intended to buy a gift. I think it just never happened.
I think maybe she got it and she liked it. She kept it.
Well, that could be too. I just have to learn what a succulent is. She hasn't told me what a succulent is. She said it's not a cactus, but she hasn't told me what a succulent is.
Yeah, that I would know.
But it, you know, nothing wrong with that. Like I said, she's a friend and no issues there. Nothing horrible. It's just, you know, I don't know. It just seemed a little bit of a cover story. That's all.
Yeah. It could be. I don't know.
It could be. Well,
I think she probably got it if she said that and she just kept it. She liked it.
It could be. Oh, I got pictures of succulents here. They look like cabbage. Apparently, there's all kinds of different succulents. They're not cactuses. They look like they're in a pot, and they kind of look like cabbage.
Well, I think I'd tell her to keep it, maybe. If it looks like cabbage, are they short plants or big?
No, they look very short. So I don't, I mean, that's a very nice thing. I don't even know if you have to water these things. I have no idea, but it sounds like a nice gift. I mean, you know, but it was something to do with this. I can't remember off the top of my head, but there was also something to do with popsicle sticks and some kind of a saying. So it might have been like a craft project. I really don't know.
Yeah. That's what it sounds like.
Well, we'll see what happens. She says she's going to bring it today. Maybe she will. Maybe she won't. We'll see what happens.
Okay. You'll just have to let us know.
I'll let you know. Hey, thanks.
Goodbye.
We'll all learn about succulents here on this program. That's one thing I'll do. I'll bring succulents to this audience here. That's the new thing. 740-751-4038. Phone lines are open here, 54 minutes past the hour. 740-751-4038. Okay, back to the phone lines here. Let's see what we've got going on. Go ahead, caller.
Hold the Mayo.
Hold the Mayo is number 3 on the list, absolutely. What do you think about this teacher? Did you hear about her?
I heard you talking about it. I think more comes down to the moral part of it.
I think you're probably
teachers shouldn't be doing that.
Well, yeah, I think it's hard for the students to take the teacher seriously if you've got a sight like that.
Yeah, especially, you know, boys especially, they're gonna be giving her sideways glances and everything else.
Now, did you know what?
I think there should be a dress code too.
Well, that might help a little bit. Now, did you know did you know what a succulent was?
Yeah, have you ever heard of the hen and chickens? Hen and chickens are succulents.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I saw a picture of them here. Mary sent me a picture earlier, and then I just got one from Abby here, and they look like they look like cabbage to me is what they remind me of.
Yeah, they're kind of like aloe, too, aloe vera.
Oh, aloe vera? They're kind of like aloe vera?
Yeah.
So if I get poisony ivy, I can rub this thing on?
Yeah, or, you know, burn.
Oh, well, that's interesting. Now, I see, there was something also, because I think she turned it into a craft project, because she's like that. Something to do with popsicle sticks and...
Probably, like, I've seen, you know, people write little, clever little sayings and things on those craft sticks and put them in plants, you know. You know, she'd say, like, have a nice day or something like that. Some little sayings, probably. That's probably what she did.
Well, it could be. She says, hens and chickens. She said, you get it. So, yeah, she you're right. So what does it have to do with hens and chickens?
That's just the name of there's a succulent that's what we've always called it. It probably has a terminology, official terminology, but we just always called them hens and chickens. But they, you know, you can put them in barrels with the holes in them and they come out the holes. And succulents don't have to be watered as often as some other plants.
Oh, I got you.
They're just easy to take care of.
Oh, I got you. Okay. Well, you know what?
Set them on your desk or something. Set them on your desk at work.
Well, maybe I'll see one today. You never know.
Yeah, just go to the flower shop.
There you go. Hey, thanks for calling.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, so it's not a craft, is what I'm being told here. It's said a saying. So is it like plastered on the front of the... I guess I don't understand where this saying is. I guess that's where I'm lost.
Go ahead, caller.
Have you got the answers yet?
No, I don't. What's your guess?
Oh, okay, because somebody's sleeping and I'm in another room and I have to be quiet. Hold the door.
Hold the door. Number two on the list. You got it.
Okay.
So we got fill in the blank here. Hold the phone, hold the door, hold the mayo, hold the line. One answer left. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. It's a name of a plant. You know, I am totally missing. So where does the saying go? I guess maybe that's what I'm lost on here. Where does that little saying go on the succulent?
Go ahead, caller.
If you still need another answer, hold the thought.
Not hold the thought.
Not hold the thought. So maybe that's why I thought it was a craft project. Because there's a saying here, but I don't know where the saying, what that has to do with the plant. That's all I understand. Maybe they come pre-made like that. I don't know. I've never bought a succulent in my life. Matter of fact, I'd never even heard of a succulent until yesterday. But it's a nice gesture. Let's put it that way. It's a very, very, very nice gesture.
Go ahead, caller.
Hold the baby?
Nope, not hold the baby.
Not hold the baby. 740-751-4038. Well, I tell you, we've really covered the waterfront here this morning, haven't we? From this teacher, Coppage, in Missouri, who apparently took it all off for an extra $8,000 to $10,000 a month, lost her teaching job. Christopher Columbus, is that still a thing? We've all learned about succulents this morning. Let's see how the rest of the day goes. Hope you have a great one. Enjoyed it this morning. Talk to you tomorrow morning. Scott.
You're listening to The Talking Place. Just listen to former star of The Jeffersons and 227, Marla Gibbs.
Where did the name Marla come from? It's so unique.
I made it up.
Really?
My name is Margaret. And I thought that was too much. Margaret Bradley. There's no rhythm to it. Of course, it doesn't. I think in the end...